We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to Hawk, and always fun to hear about the transformation that goes on. What's the line? You can never buy beer, you can only rent it. It's same with all alcohol,
with
apparently.
Smirnoff. And
want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing. And most
thank
of
you
all,
for listening.
That means a lot to us. Want to thank Dustin for not answering a question this morning. Couldn't come up with four. Have you thought it through? Do you have
top
an
four
answer?
Broadcasters in
couldn't
Chicago
come up with it.
History.
Couldn't come up with it. We'll have to ask the Dan and Connor that one, and our guy Kevbo. Always with the answers, never afraid to give an opinion. And Ray even didn't do it on the air, but he rattled off four names faster than anybody on the panel. But Dustin just let himself down, let us all down. We asked the question this morning, and now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. We asked the question this morning, who is your and again, I don't like using Mount Rushmore because I think it demeans the actual Mount Rushmore, which was – absolutely amazing to go to Mount Rushmore. Have you been to Mount Rushmore?
I have.
I've seen it from a distance, but we didn't really go there.
Absolutely,
we were driving by and they pointed, hey, you see that over there? It's Mount Rushmore. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's really worth going.
It is. We did a family trip around there. I ate breakfast in front of Mount Rushmore for like four straight days. It's breathtaking.
It is breathtaking.
It really is.
I enjoyed Rapid City. I had a wonderful night. It's why I had one of these surreal moments where we're at downtown Rapid City and I'm walking literally down the middle of the street at midnight with Ralph Sampson.
Yeah, there's
really? And I look at it, I said, Ralph Sampson.
Yeah,
and I said, this is kind of interesting. I said, I'm in the middle of Rapid City, South Dakota, walking in the middle of a street with Ralph Sampson.
Is he on the Mount Rushmore of all ACC centers?
No, but that was the rough draft of Field of Dreams. You know, instead of like walking down
Moonlight,
you know what
Graham.
It is? It's Ralph Sampson, right. And we go back in time, and then we're. I don't think people are going to know who Ralph Sampson is. What if we do Moonlight Graham?
Tell me how you was that when you in your CBA days?
Yeah, he was on the Rockford Lightning for a brief period of time.
Ralph Sampson?
Yeah, player assistant coach.
Wow.
And couldn't really play. Could still pass, though. He couldn't move.
Could he coach?
But
he was tall.
Yeah, it was 7'4", and he would stand at the top of the key, and we'd run guys around the Maypole, and it was like Chamberlain on the Lakers, and he would just throw passes to guys, but really fun to drink with. I mean, the stories and everything. He was a delightful guy.
He went to Mr. Jefferson's University. Did you go to the Badlands when you were out there? They're not very far.
I did. They're awesome.
No,
they're incredible.
No, I've been to Sioux Falls and Rapid City, and that's the extent of my South Dakota adventures.
I you haven't taken your kids or anything. See, I think like I was telling David earlier, I went to Yellowstone. We did a whole little tour. And I like got home and immediately called my brother and like, how about our parents not taking us there?
Yeah, what was that?
What the hell's
about?
Wrong with them? I was angry that I had to wait till I was an older gentleman with my own family in order to go out and see that, because Yellowstone is absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely,
we pulled up shy of Yellowstone, but we stayed in the Badlands for a day or two. And you climb up some of these.
It's so weird.
Buttes or like crags or whatever, and you look out into just. Nothingness.
Yeah, it's just so
that
strange.
For miles. It's bizarre.
It does. It does kind of haunt you like a dream. And
well, enjoy it while you can, because Ryan Zinke will sell it all for condos. So
yeah, well, it's
good
it's
real estate over there. Right? It's good land.
Yeah. It's going to be gone, right? In 50 million years.
So anyway, we're talking about the top broadcasters.
Top. Yeah, we're talking about the Mount Rushmore of broadcasters. Who are your top four?
Wait, just here locally?
Were doing it locally.
Anywhere?
Chicago.
Personal
Chicago.
Favorites, yes. Or who would be?
It's all subjective.
Who would be on the Mount Rushmore? Of Chicago broadcast.
My number one is Jim Durham, personally.
Yeah. Number one?
That's absolutely. Really important influence. It's why I wanted to be a play-by-play guy. It's why I wanted to do basketball play-by-play. So for me, number one is Jim Durham.
That's great.
Who else? Probably have to have Len on there at this point. As far as what he's done to advance the baseball conversation out of the Stone Age. Yeah, the heavy lifting that he's done, when all is said and done, he will be seen as the baseball broadcaster who did the most to enlighten people during a time of baseball enlightenment.
It's two.
Oh boy.
See, I'm at a disadvantage here being the 33. Yeah, like Dustin said, it's not.
What
so
are you
easy.
Talking about? He was just asked and came up with two. I couldn't come up with one.
I couldn't get it down to four.
As far as objective skill, one of the best play by play guys, just pure skill set, is John Weideman.
Yes. He would be on my top four. I've watched him work. It is incredible to watch him work. Just the speed at which he goes. And I'd have to put, and maybe it's because, you know, because of where I was and when I was watching. I loved Bob Brenly. I loved Bob Brenly.
What did you like
Brenly
most about him?
He just the way he kind of made some of the old school cantankerous baseball broadcast stuff accessible. You know, he's got
but
stuff
not mean.
Where, but not mean. Yeah,
not
but
crotchety.
Not mean. But at times he would get a little crotchety. You know, I remember one, you know, he's looking at a tag up play where Giovanni Soto's not running and he's just, you know, the camera pans back and Brenly's just, run!
Yeah.
Run! Yeah. He's like kind of losing his. I loved Bob Brenly. I just, the way he and Len kind of felt.
I thought Bob Brenly was great. I would throw a flag on that one because of time served.
Fair point.
I just don't know. This is
where I get the.
And I thought he was great.
I loved him. And it took a year. He and Len, I don't think, were together yet. They didn't figure it out in that first year. It was clunky. It was a little uneven. And then they really smoothed things out. I really liked that broadcast.
Pat Foley.
Big fan of Pat Foley. Big fan.
So, are you on two? Or are you good? Did you take Len? Where are you?
Well, if you're talking, I mean, I don't know. It's different assessing objectively or saying importance to a person or thinking who would actually be the most important. Because you could say, I mean, obviously Harry Carey, and I mean, you could these guys on there. And
so you're going I mean, Dustin saying, on the question. You just refusing to answer.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of different ways one can answer it.
Okay, well, I think pick one. Yeah,
I mean, say my personal favorite broadcaster ever in Chicago, sports broadcaster, was Jim Durham.
Okay,
so that's by a mile.
So forget. So instead of doing Mount Rushmore, you're going with the Geronimo thing that they're building.
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, just have you seen the Geronimo?
Is it built
thing?
Yet?
No,
still building.
I think
it's taking
years
a long
away.
Time.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was 15 years ago. Yeah, that was still on its way.
Are they out of money?
I think they're out of rock. You know, they don't want to take money from the government because they feel like that's the whole point of what they're doing is to question the right of
right.
Well, and it got,
America.
It got stopped for a little while too.
Yeah, they,
by
I think they,
some reason I don't
but
remember
they,
why
they charge you a lot of money to go look at what they have so far.
They do.
It wasn't. Yeah, it was.
It's breathtaking.
Costly.
I mean, it's a massive piece of rock.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Gigantic.
That's like the Cathedral Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, where you know, it's, you know, Gaudi and it's famous and it's not done. It's very, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, what actually, hey, most of these cathedrals,
well,
you go
put
to,
a chisel in there a couple
right,
of weeks
it's just
ago,
like,
we're
oh,
really happy
often
about
they
it.
Finish them.
Yeah, sometimes they actually keep, they finish building them.
Yeah, sometimes that's overrated though.
Yeah, that was my first thought. Yeah. Anything else? That it?
Oh, you asked the musical question, replacements for Jose Abreu.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is pretty much anybody at this point. He's kind of bad. And he's like a 1.2 win player now. And
can we please keep that to ourselves until they trade him?
He doesn't have any trade value. Nobody's trading for a guy his age who is, and I know he's not at an important defensive position, but he's the worst regular defensive first baseman in the game.
I believe he was the all-star representative in the American League.
He was.
That's fine. He's the
starter.
And the worst defensive
What's
regular
his
first
war
baseman.
Compared to Rizzo's?
I don't have that in front of me. I know defensively Rizzo's.
Numbers.
I can't
numbers
even read them. My
comparable.
Eyes aren't that good. His right now, I believe Rizzo is a three-win player? You can look it up on Fangraphs.
I think so. His defensive metrics are bad, though.
Yeah. Most first basemen's defensive metrics are bad.
That's
generally
true.
But Abreu is a 1.3 win player at the moment.
Rizzo's 2.6.
2.6. So Rizzo's double the value of Abreu.
What do you got on the show?
We have Matt Miller. He wrote something hilarious. He got a bunch of, NFL executives to speak anonymously to him about who, after 1 week, who or what in football is already overrated. And he's got his actual quotes from a bunch of NFL executives. So we're gonna go through that and then talk to him at 10. Len Casper at 10:40, Midday Midway at 11, Hub Arkish at 12. More giveaways, these tickets to Bears Radio After Dark with Joniak Thayer and Roquan Smith. So all kinds of stuff.
This transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Gets your home bone dry in no time. All right, guys, we'll be
have a good one.
All right, boys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.